Well, one thing is happening, though, right now, and it may not be terrorism the way we know it and understand it, but there may be terrorism going on economically because the U.S. dollar against the euro continues to plummet, and that's beginning to hurt us financially. So absolutely. What's going on there?
Well, I think that's critical because, you know, the statements of Zawahiri, who, again, has incredible financial acumen, and certainly no one can fault bin Laden's brilliance in the financial arena, and his whole family are billionaires. But the point is that from the beginning, last April, George, on April 15th, the Voice of Jihad carried a story that Laura Mansfield had pretty much translated, saying that the precious metals were going to go down, the euro was going to go down, and the dollar is going to strengthen, but buy all the precious metals you can, and don't worry because the euro is going up and the dollar is going down. The entire world behind the scenes under Russia's tutoring is now basically selling dollars at an accelerated rate, and as you know, gold's hit a 16.5-year high, silver's high, but the point that people have got to understand is the rest of the world now has been funding America's incredible consumptive lifestyle. And if to put this into perspective, 80% of the world's savings has gone into the investment, and those investments have gone into the United States. And now people are getting worried. If they're holding $1 billion or $500 billion worth of U.S. dollars and we're depreciating at 20 to 30% a year, that's serious money. And I'm convinced that we've been looking at one ring of the terrorist circus and not seeing the whole circus tent, and I believe the attack on the dollar is absolutely critical because, again, we're seeing now where Russia is increasing its euro reserves and its gold reserves. They were the net seller of dollars several weeks ago and actually stated at one point on a Friday they'd no longer buy U.S. dollars, and then something happened on Monday, they changed their tune. Over
and
this weekend...
China as well, right?
Yeah, China, and over this weekend, the rumors were out there in the financial markets, since we were closed, officially Thursday and Friday for Thanksgiving, that the Chinese were dumping literally tens of billions of dollars of U.S. dollars. So what happens when these guys begin to flush the dollar out, there's a rush for the door. And even tonight, as we're on the program this morning in New York, the thing is that the euro seems to be hitting that 133. It came close to 134. That's an all-time high. But remember, at one point, a number of years ago, 3 years ago, was 82 cents. So now what we've got is, I believe we've got the most fascinating series of events taking place from the standpoint that you've got the orchestrating sell-off of the U.S. dollar, and you've got it by China, you've got it by Russia, you've got it by India, Malaysia, Indonesia. And one of the things that the world is considering now, especially the Muslim countries, is going to what's called a gold dinar. We're settling trade and ultimately bringing that into the marketplace. So saying all that is, I believe that the big picture is a financial attack. And the United States was the reserve currency of the world. And right now, there are people, multiple people, high-ranking individuals, traders in the foreign exchange market trades $2 trillion a day. There are people saying that the death of the dollar is imminent. And that's being orchestrated by the very powerful oil money behind the scenes, the same point you just brought up about who owns Al Jazeera. And most people can't fathom billions, and when they get into trillions, they kind of lose their ability to even focus on how much money that is. The gross domestic product in the United States is about $10 trillion a year, so we're talking in 5 working days, the entire domestic product of the United States in dollars trades hands. And I don't mean just U.S. dollars, I mean all currencies. So, you know, that's putting it into perspective. That's a lot of motion and a lot of money in motion. And with the orchestration taking place and now the Voice of Jihad talking about this in the latest issue that was just translated by Laura in the last 48 hours, it's a very telling and compelling issue.
Why haven't we been hit by this economically yet, or have we? But I don't feel it. I don't think Americans feel it.
Well, Americans don't feel it yet because they haven't understood. And when I say understood, we've seen a little bit in the gas prices, in mm-hmm. the heating prices, but we're also seeing it in the inflationary rise in home prices and all commodities.